It's Lisa Darvall here in Knaresborough, ahead of stage one of the Tour de Yorkshire. And I'm at the only place I should be, really, when a big cycle race is coming to Knaresborough. I'm at the famous Spotty House, made infamous from the Grand Depart. The house is actually holiday cottages, and I'm joined by Tony Handley, who runs those. So really, Tony, just describe for people who maybe can't remember or don't come to Knaresborough a lot what the house looks like at the moment.
I think you'll find that most people in the world seem to know what the Spotty... if you Google Spotty House, what comes up? But the house, it's covered in red spots, mimicking the, or mirroring, is probably the better word, the Tour de, the King of the Mountains shirt.
And so you decorated all the time, you got the red spots. I understand there was some talk about maybe going sort of blue or yellow for Tour de Yorkshire, but the people of Knaresborough wanted you to keep them red.
That was the vote on Facebook. Blue and yellow is obviously the colours for the Tour de Yorkshire, but it's the traditional red shirt.
And you're excited about the race coming through a little bit later, about sort of 20 past two, the race is passing through Knaresborough today.
It's amazing how the excitement does actually build. I'm not into bicycles at all, but the actual thrill of seeing them come down that high street is amazing. And it's just a great, great advertisement for Knaresborough.
I'm with Steve Teggin, who's president of Knaresborough Chamber of Trade. If we look outside your shop, we know, you know, there's loads of bunting, and there's the Yorkshire flags, there's Tour de Yorkshire bunting, there's Union Jacks everywhere. Everyone's getting into the spirit, aren't they?
They certainly are. Now that we're on the day and it's all happening, but there have been various organisations going around putting various buntings up, and also we've got Bed Race Day coming up as well on the 11th of June. So the town's looking very festive and very supportive.
Absolutely. So where are you going to be watching the race when it passes through? Around about sort of 20 past two-ish, where are you going to, what's your vantage point going to be?
Well, I'm probably going to be stood on the seats within my shop, which you'll see over everybody's heads, and I've got a perfect view of it all. Although it will only last probably 2 or 3 minutes, but looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's the hype and the build-up and the caravan comes before, and they do just whiz past, don't they? It's fantastic to see.
Absolutely, they do whiz past, but, again, it's great to have Knaresborough put on the map for yet another day throughout the whole season of Knaresborough's festive events and events going on throughout the year. You know, this is yet another time that we're put on the map.
I'm in the marketplace with Roger Hewitt, Knaresborough Town Crier, who... Roger, you have certainly dressed for the occasion today.
Well, you may think I've dressed for the occasion. In fact, I forgot to put my thermals on, and I'm actually quite cold.
It is quite cold, but it isn't raining, and we do see blue sky and a little bit of sunshine, so fingers crossed for some dry weather this afternoon.
Let's hope that's the case. I really hope it is, for the sake of Knaresborough.
But even if, the weather maybe not perfect, but do you still think that, crowds will come out and there'll be a good atmosphere here?
From people that I've spoken to over the last 2 or 3 weeks here in the marketplace, I'm convinced that the crowds will be out. There's been an awful lot of interest, not just from Knaresborough people, but from visitors to the town. They want to see what's going on, and I can't honestly say I blame them.
And what do you think this means for Knaresborough? I mean, your job, you literally, shout about Knaresborough and what's going on in Knaresborough. So what do you think this means for the town?
What this means for the town is quite simply, for a very short time, we will be centre stage internationally again. There'll be a helicopter going overhead. People in all parts of the country will see Knaresborough and hopefully they'll say to themselves, hey, we haven't been to Knaresborough for a year or two. Let's take the kids there this summer. And that, I hope, is what the result will be.